Well, good morning. How are y'all doing? Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning, starting at 10 a.m. until about 11 or whenever we can get things covered, if you will. A couple of big events coming up here this morning. We'll be talking to head football coach Brett Ewell and their decisive homecoming victory that was last night as they defeated Rochester 41-0. A little bit more of that coming up. We also were anticipating, or hoping, if you will, that we were going to have the bowling coach, Gary Greenland, we were going to have him on this morning. But unfortunately, they have a match coming up this afternoon. Actually, this morning at about 11 o'clock, I believe, over here at Flaherty Lanes. They're going to be having a contest going on. So okay, good luck to them and hope the best that they pull off a victory here today. And we're going to try to get them on one of these days as well. And just kind of get you up to date as far as the Northfield bowling team goes. And it's been a while. We haven't had him on the program for a long time. Obviously, you know, 2022 and 2023, the limitations and restrictions were kind of tough. So not a lot of activities going on there. But they're back on the lanes, and we're hoping to get some coverage from them here in the next couple of weeks. So good luck to them this afternoon or this morning at 11 o'clock. Today, it looks like we're going to have some areas of early frost, so hopefully that's burned off for the most part. Otherwise, it should see some sunny skies. It was a little chilly this morning. We're going to have a high of near 60, and that's about it. Tonight looks like cloudy skies, cooling off again around 39, and then for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies again and a high of 64. So warming up just a little bit there for tomorrow as the of course, the Green Bay Packers will be on the TV at 8:30 from London. And then, of course, the Minnesota Vikings take on the Chicago Bears on primetime football at noon tomorrow. And it looks like we are currently at 41 with plenty of sunshine. And then for Monday, which is, of course, Columbus Day, as some people and some of you say it's Indigenous Day, it's mostly clear and a high of only 50. Yeah. That's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, 50 for tomorrow, and for Tuesday, sunshine and a high near 74. So it's just kind of a flip-flop kind of a situation out there this morning. So just trying to get things kind of in perspective. Like I said, we were going to have the bowling coach in this morning, but unfortunately, unable to get him in here today. But we will talk a little bit about the Raiders cross-country team. It looks like the boys just participated in a contest on Thursday. And this was a preview, actually, of the conference and section race course that they will be competing in next week in the Big Nine Conference to see where they all stack up. But both the varsity and JV teams placed 8th in that contest out of 13. But most importantly, 83% of the team race personal best times, and 25 out of the 27 returning runners who competed in that race had lifetime best. Some of the boys have been chasing their best times for 1 or 2 years, and they are showing great improvements with their speed and racing strategies. Every single varsity runner had a lifetime best, and in total, they dropped about 3 minutes in their combined times, and so they were able to beat the following teams in the conference: Rochester John Marshall, Austin, and Rochester Century. They were right there with Owatonna and Winona, and are looking to even move up past Mankato West and Albert Lea at the conference meet, which is on Tuesday, October 18th. We should have Janet Smith, head coach of the boys' cross-country team. We should have her on the program next week, I believe. And then after that, we'll have Nicole Porath, the girls' head varsity cross-country coach, on the following week to talk about how things went at the conference. So A lot of excitement coming out of the cross-country team. Varsity results, Nathan Amundson with, again, a lifetime best, 16:23, and he took 14th, if you can believe that. That's a pretty good pace, 16:43, just over 5 minutes per mile. So congratulations to him. Soren Murphy Pearson had a 17:11. Fletcher Allen had a 17:32. Carter Schloman had a 17:34. Evan Lowe, our lowdown reporter here, had a 17:36. And Evan will have a one-on-one with Meet the Raider coming up here in just a few minutes. Cullen Merritt had a 17:59, and Henry Virtus had an 18:26. So these are all personal lifetime bests for the boys' cross-country team. So we congratulate them and wish them very well in the conference coming up next week. And then of course, for the girls' team, They kind of trimmed down their training just a little bit this past week, and they had 34 season best and 17 lifetime best at that Evberg meet in Owatonna on Thursday. The varsity placed third out of 13, and that was without the number one runner, who is actually in a national wrestling meet this week. The JV placed second of 11, and they knew that Eastview would be tough as they are ranked number 7 in the state right now, but were surprised to see Owatonna second place run so strong. You'll be glad to know that as well, they will face off Owatonna in that conference and section meet on the 18th. So this means there are four really strong teams will be vying for just two state meet qualification spots at the section meet in 3 weeks, not three teams like they had thought. So it's going to be tough for the Raiders, but the Raiders look like they have a slight edge over all but one team, which is Farmington, of course, and historically have tapered really well. So they're getting some of their lifetime bests, so they're running at their optimum pace. We wish them absolutely the best going up in that conference meet to try to become one of those two that will advance. Addison Enfield had a breakthrough performance, running a 52nd lifetime personal best in 1924, earning her the top varsity spot. And that puts her as the 13th fastest 5K time in Northfield cross country history. Peyton has been sick this week and didn't look like herself, but was still just 6 seconds behind Addison in 1930, and an all-time best for her too as well. And it'll be fun to see what she can do when she is actually feeling better. Claire Kassan smashed her previous record, running solidly under 20 in our number 3 spot. Just as impressively, all 6 varsity runners ran under 20 minutes and 14 seconds. To put that into perspective, last year at this meet, our 6th runner was at 20 minutes and 57, so they trimmed a lot of time off of that. The JV team is just as strong. Grayson Mosley had a personal best, running at 21:14 to lead the JV team, and they had all 8 girls run under 22 minutes in the JV race, and there are a lot of varsity teams that hope their 7th place girls in sub 22. So we have 15 people on the JV. So you can't just say enough about this team and what the expectations are, not only for the rest of this year, but for the future as well. So again, congratulations to the girls cross country team as they advance to the conference meet, the Big Nine conference meet coming up on Tuesday, October 18th. Like I said, we'll have Janet Smith on, hopefully, next Saturday. And then we'll have Nicole on the 22nd after it's all said and done. And we'll find out the fate of your Northfield Raiders cross-country team. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, it's about 11 minutes after 10. And we'll get Brent Yule on the phone here and talk a little bit, not only about the Owatonna game and the tough game a couple weeks ago, but homecoming was last night, and how did they fare there as well? That's all coming up right here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to 95.1, The One.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. Another new addition coming to Dundas is called Tower Heights. We have 6 nice single-family lots in a great new neighborhood. For the more modest budget, we have wonderful designs for single-family homes starting in the upper 400s.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Your hopes and dreams matter to us at Merchants Bank. That's why our job is to be your financial partner now and for what's next. Hi, I'm Brees, and I want to learn about your next big goal so I can help you get there. Have you been thinking about remodeling, college tuition, a new furnace, or RV? One of the flexible ways to pay for your big expenses is through our home equity line of credit. Or is your goal more of long-term? A savings plan could be the right fit. Give us a call at Merchants and let's talk. Subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate Company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while, the coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We're back on the Raider Wrap. 14 after 10 o'clock. It's sunny skies out there, a little on the chilly side. It's only about 41, but it should sneak its way up to about 60 today and plenty of sunshine again tomorrow as well. The Northfield Raiders football team took one on the nose a couple weeks ago against Owatonna, but they fought back hard and brought back some of that excitement in last night's homecoming meet as they destroy Rochester Century 41-0 last night. And the head coach, Brent Eel, joins us again this morning. Coach, what a decisive victory. It must have been exciting. Homecoming, all the fanfare, and a great rebound from a really tough Owatonna team.
It was a great night. Our kids played really hard. They had a great week of preparation. And, one of the things that I think all head coaches are concerned about throughout the homecoming week is just that, some of the festivities that happen kind of end up being distractions, and our kids didn't allow that to happen. So I was really proud of the way they worked and they prepared, and obviously the results showed last night. So it was a great night. It was great to see all the people. The stands were packed. We had a lot of fans there, and again, it was great to see. It was a great atmosphere. So
Owatonna 2 weeks ago defeated you 21-19. That was a tight one. That was a tough one. Looks like they got dropped by Mayo last night also. So you advanced to 4-2 and kind of move up kind of in that third spot there. And next week you're playing the undefeated Mankato West. So you came off a great homecoming victory. That's awesome. And then now how do you prepare them to get ready now? Because Mankato West obviously is they're real.
Yeah, we have a lot of really good teams in our schedule, and we've played some, and we have some yet to come. So we're going to prepare like we always do. We kind of try to concern ourselves more with what we do and try to do what we do even better every single day that we get a chance to be on the football field. And, they're a great team. They have a lot of talent. They're also really well coached and disciplined and physical. And, we're going to prepare like we always do and come out and give them our best effort. So I think our kids are going to be up for the challenge.
So you, according to this, and it's kind of like tie, I believe, with Northfield and Owatonna kind of right in there, and then New Prague's snipping at everyone's toes there. So there's Mayo and West, and you played Mayo already and lost that one 35-6. So this is an important game. I'm sure they're all important, but, I mean, this is kind of an important game for you, and if you could get a victory against Mankato West, that could be big for this football program.
Oh, absolutely. But like you said, you touched on it already. Every game's important for us. And, we just try to take it week by week and day by day and prepare the best we can and try our best to get our kids in position to be able to make plays and be successful. And our kids have done a great job this year of taking advantage of the positions we put them in and preparing the way they should. And we're going to continue to do that this week.
And I know one of the keys to the game, as it is always, is turnovers or slight mistakes or, just mental mistakes and things like that. And I know that you guys strive on trying to, maintain and just do the right things and don't get any goofy penalties or anything like that. When you were taking on Owatonna there, and it was 21-19, so it was kind of a low-scoring a match, so it must have been a pretty solid defensive battle there. But what did you see in that Owatonna game that you thought maybe we could work on a little bit more?
Yeah, we had several penalties, mental mistakes that we had, and that Owatonna game, we didn't come out ready to play in the first half, and we had too many mistakes, too many missed tackles, and we kind of got back to the way we've been playing in the second half, and really battled back. And I think one thing that I'm really proud of the kids for is just they just continue to fight, and when things got kind of ugly at Otana in the first half. It was 21-0, and you know, I was so proud when I went in the locker room. I didn't have to say a whole lot. You know, we made some adjustments schematically, but I didn't have to say much to our kids as far as trying to get them motivated or anything. They were ready to go, and we made our schematic adjustments, and they came out and played disciplined football, and they never gave up. And you know, if you have a team that never quits and never gives up, they can be a pretty dangerous team. So I'm really proud of them for that.
So what fell short, do you think? Because you're down 21-0, and you fought back to get to 21-19. And did you have an opportunity there towards the end, or?
Yeah, we scored a touchdown. I don't know, it was probably like 3.5 minutes left, and we went for two to tie it. 21, try to get to 21-21, and we missed a 2-point conversion, and then. Defensively, we weren't able to make they were able to get a couple first downs, and we weren't able to make the stop that we needed to get the ball back, and we just kind of ran out of time. But you know, we put ourselves in that situation in the first half by playing down so much and giving up big plays and not being quite as disciplined as we needed to be. But like I said, the kids, I was proud how they came out in the second half, and they fought and they never quit. And I think, you know, when you got kids that are able to do that, we have so many great kids in our program. When the kids buy in and they do that, we can be in a lot of games and can compete and beat a lot of teams. So,
overall, are you happy with both your run and or passing game out there? Are you mixing it up still, or are you concentrating and focusing on one in particular, or are you just taking what they give you?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of everything. You know, we need to do a good job of mixing it up, and Coach Pagel, our offensive coordinator, did a great job of mixing in some of our two back and one back stuff and throwing the ball and running bootlegs and stuff like that. And our quarterback's pretty athletic kid, so allowing him to run a little bit and getting him out in space. And, you know, I think, and then, but then also being able to take what the defense is going to give us from a week to week basis and kind of playing off of our matchup. So we got a lot of good athletes, a lot of good skill athletes that we need to try to get the football to. And last night we really spread it around quite a bit. So it was great to see.
You get Mankato West on Friday, then you turn around because of MEA weekend, and you get a short week. On Wednesday, you take on Faribault at home to round out the season. What do you do differently on something like that? Because you get done playing Friday night, and do you have to speed up your process, or do you just still give the kids some time off to kind of heal up and get, you know, get in condition? Or what changes on a short week like that?
Yeah, when it starts coming to playoff time and towards the end of the season, you know, we try to cut back on practices a little bit just time-wise to get them off the field or get them off the practice field. And it's got to be – we have to have laser focus and be mentally prepared and get mental reps because we do have to lay off their bodies too. We have a lot of kids that go both ways. And, you know, I think every high school team is a little banged up at this time of the year. And so we have to – it's a kind of a mix of letting their bodies heal, but at the same time being able to get the reps and the practice in that that we need to be able to be successful for the next upcoming opponent.
So as you've seen throughout the season, so like you're well over half the season now, has there been anybody that kind of surprised you a little bit, and maybe, you know, maybe they were going to be a starter, maybe they weren't going to be a starter, but now they're just like they've just really accelerated and kind of shined, if you will, that the year that maybe you know, you had some anticipation but you weren't sure, but they really are stepping up now.
I don't know if anyone really super surprised us. I think we have you know, a handful or more of kids that love to play football. And I think for the most part, they just, you know, the buy-in from our kids has been great this year. They like playing with each other and they play for each other. And the discipline has been really good at times, and other times we need to fix that. And that's on me and the coaching staff to be able to do. And I think the biggest thing with our team is I like the trajectory that we're on right now. And, you know, the kids are playing hard and kind of doing the little things. And I think from week one to now, I think the improvements have been great. And we just need to continue on the right trajectory, and we need to stay healthy.
You got any pregame stuff that they go through, rituals or, you know, pump them up or anything like that? Or do they all just kind of, do the coaches kind of stand in the corner and let the kids and the team captains and stuff just kind of, you know, mold with each other and melt with each other a little bit there before the games start? Or is there any kind of pregame festivity, if you will, internal of the locker room?
You know, there's it's kind of up to the coaches a little bit to see what the mood's like from week to week. But you know, I'll tell you what, this year, with the kids that we have great leadership, and you know, they hold each other accountable to bring the energy and be ready to play. And I'm kind of a fiery guy myself, and I like to try to get them going, but I don't need to do that a whole lot with the kids that we have. They, like I said, I think they love playing football, and they love being with each other and being a team, and they do a great job of that.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on a great victory last night. I'm sure the kids were, homecoming festivities, everything like that, probably really enjoyed and soaked up that win, and it was probably exciting for the school as well. So congratulations on an outstanding win. You advanced to 4-2. You take on the undefeated Mankato West next Friday night at 7 o'clock in Mankato. So we wish you the best, Coach. Good luck to you and everybody on the team.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Go Raiders.
All righty, there it is, Brent Ewell, head coach of the Northfield Raider football team. We'll have some interviews. We'll have a Meet the Raider coming up with Evan Loy, I believe. He was, of course, one of the cross-country guys that were out and about running on Thursday, and he's in there practicing this morning. So he went one-on-one with the tennis captain. We'll have that all coming up right here on the Raider Wrap. It is about 26 minutes after 10 on this beautiful Saturday morning. Forecast coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. KYN 95.1, The One.
Things never get boring at Graphic Mailbox, and you can be part of it. It's fun and fast-paced, whether it's shipping packages, making copies, or selling greeting cards. We help Northfield residents connect to each other and people around the world. And we're looking for members to join our team right now. Just go to graphicmailbox.com and contact us. Graphic Mailbox, connecting people in the River Park Mall.
No matter what business you're in, it's hard to find someone to keep your business clean. ServiceMaster by Iatt's janitorial services cover everything from floor care and carpet cleaning to general cleaning, windows, and power washing. When you're in need of janitorial cleaning services, demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster by Iatt today.
Demand the yellow van.
The team at Witt Brothers Auto Care would like to thank Northfield and the surrounding communities for naming them 2022's Best Auto Repair Shop. Stop down to 701 Division Street and visit the staff at Witt Brothers, nominated as the best mechanics in southern Minnesota, to make sure your vehicle is ready for all of your summer travel plans. Visit Witt Brothers in downtown Northfield to make sure you get the best service for all of your automotive, maintenance, and repair needs. The voters have spoken, and when you need the best of the best, Witt Brothers is here for you.
Northfield Lines offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lines, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Welcome back to a Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. And, of course, you can listen back to any of the conversations we've had so far this morning. If you so choose to, all you have to do is go to kymnradio.net, click on Programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then in the Archived section, click on Today's Date, and you can hear back to all the fun and excitement of the day. Did you know that back in 1945 on this date that the microwave was patented by a U.S. inventor called Percy Spencer? Huh. I didn't think we did that. I thought that was overseas. I thought the Japanese were that. But apparently I am sadly mistaken. Back in 1978, the Yankees win their third straight American League championship, all against the Kansas City Chiefs, which is an accomplishment in their own right. Back in 1995, the Dolphins' Dan Marino broke Fran Tarkenton's NFL career completion record. But, of course, that's been broke several more times since then. Of course, Peyton Manning, along with Drew Brees and Tom Brady, and they've all surpassed that. But that was the first one. Marino was the first to break Tarkenton's record that stood for almost 20 years. 2005, NHL great Wayne Gretzky got his first win as a coach as the Phoenix Coyotes beat who? The Minnesota Wild 2-1 at the Joe Bing Arena in Phoenix, Arizona. The Wild take on Dallas Stars tonight. Ryan Suter back in town tonight, and the Wild doing fairly well here in the preseason. It is, of course, preseason, so they're just going to be out and about. You're going to see a lot of young players on the ice tonight trying to find a spot on the roster, and that'll be coming up a little bit later tonight as the Wild take on the Dallas Stars. Well, each week we have a program which is called Meet the Raider, and it gives us an opportunity to find out about our student athletes and what's going on in their life and what's happening. So Evan Lowy, who is also on the cross-country team, along with Liz Campbell, from week to week, will take time and take turns to interview individual people. And this week we have the tennis captain on with Evan Lowy on this week's Meet the Raider on 95.1 The One.
The Raider, we have Izzy Balvin joining us in the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
So this week is homecoming week, and you are on the homecoming court.
Yep.
How was that? Was it kind of fun?
It was such a blast. Just, like, having all those kids who are all great kids, just, like, being on court. We got to do a ton of activities, travel to different schools, and it was just super fun. So
earlier this week, you traveled around and had a pep rally at different schools. What did that kind of look like?
Yeah, so we took a bunch of different kids. We took the band and the dance team and then a bunch of rally members. And we just went around to the middle school and the different elementary schools and basically did like a mini pep fest type thing where we introduced our court and we got them pumped up for tonight's game. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's super fun, and it was probably kind of fun going back to the different schools that you have been in the past. What did that kind of look like?
Yeah, it was kind of weird, honestly, because I remember being in that spot, like, as a kid, and, like, watching all these students come and do the same thing that we did, and I was like, wow, like, I really want to do that, and so I got the chance to do that, and it was really fun.
Yeah, that's super cool. And you went to St. Dominic, so Yep. You went from all the elementary schools and the middle school, so the pep fest kind of traveled all around the school district.
Yeah, it sure did.
And then it ended with today, where you guys had a pep fest at the high school. What did that kind of look like?
That one, it was definitely a lot more energetic, I would say. Like, the students were super engaged, and it was super fun. It was definitely longer than the other ones, too, but, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, and not only were you involved with the whole pep fest and talking in front of the whole entire school, but you were also on the homecoming court.
Yes.
So how would you say your experience was on the court?
I honestly didn't really expect to be on it, in a sense. Is like, I didn't like strive to go out there and like get people to vote for me or whatever, but it was really fun. Like, we got these sashes that were made by student council that were awesome, and then we like partnered up, and I was with Gabe Sawyer. And we got to put together a little handshake thing, and that was super fun, too. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that was really cool watching that. You went around Gabe Sawyer's back.
Yeah. It's kinda, it was crazy.
Not sure how you guys did that, but that was fun to see. And then you also are a part of Rally, and later on tonight is homecoming. So
Yep. What
is that going to look like?
We're hoping, like, we've been striving all year to kind of keep a positive environment in the student section as Rally members. And it's been going really well so far, so we hope to keep that up tonight. And we also hope that energy's high and we have good fan cheering. So,
yeah, for sure. The atmosphere has totally changed
Yeah. With
the new athletic director. And just a lot of power goes to the bleacher captains, which are a part of Rally. So today at the Pep Fest, Yeah. You led all the cheers. And, yeah, it'll be exciting at the homecoming game, which will be on Friday.
Yep.
Outside of all your activities that you do in school, what sports or other things are you involved in?
So I play tennis, and then I'm the basketball captain this year.
So tennis has been, I've heard a lot of good things about it. Mm-hmm. What have some of the highlights been?
This year, we graduate 11 seniors, so I think just having a strong sense of, like, a team environment where we, like, work together for that goal has been really good. We all get along. There's not been, like, any drama on the team, which has been super nice, and we've just, like, really succeeded throughout the season, so it's been fun.
That's super fun to have that many upperclassmen, mm-hmm. a lot of leadership, and therefore all the underclassmen really having people to look up to.
Yeah.
So this past weekend was conference. Mm-hmm. How did that look for you and the team?
For me, it was all right. So basically how it works is if you win, you continue. If you lose, you don't. And so I won the first round, and then I went into the second round, and unfortunately I lost. But Gabby and Courtney, our two senior captains, played really well, and they got second, which was really fun because the whole team, you stay and you watch everybody play. So it was good. As a team, it was overall pretty well. So
yeah, it's super cool, Izzy. And so now that kind of concludes your tennis season. Mm-hmm. Is it happy? Do you feel content?
I definitely feel like I gave it my all my last match, and like I left it all out there, which I'm really happy about. But it also, it's bittersweet, you know, mm-hmm. because I'll never see the Raider courts again. But yeah, I'm happy with how it turned out. It was a good year.
Yeah, for sure, Izzy. And tennis is one of those sports that you can continue on mm-hmm. playing. It's a lifelong sport.
Exactly,
so.
Yep.
You've got stuff to look forward to with your upcoming basketball mm-hmm. season as a captain. What is that going to kind of look like?
We're hoping we'll be better than last year. We didn't graduate too many. We graduated two seniors last year, so we have most of the team back, which is really nice because then we can just build off of what we had last year. So I'm hoping for a good year.
Yeah, for sure. Are there any big goals for the team or for you individually for the basketball season?
I would just say continue to play together. Just there tends to be lots of drama happening throughout the basketball year. So I would just say continue to work together as a team, but also be more successful than we were last year.
Yeah, for sure. And as a senior, I know it's pretty early on, but do you have any idea what you plan to do after high school?
Yeah, so I've looked at a couple places. I'm deciding between Bethel University in Minnesota and then Grand Canyon University in Arizona. And I hope to study child psychology.
Oh, super cool. Mm-hmm. So with child psychology, would that kind of lead to like teaching, or what would that kind of look like?
I'm hoping for like one-on-one student like counseling type, but outside of the school environment.
Yeah, for sure. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. Outside of all the stuff, because you are super involved both within the school mm-hmm. and with outside activities, is there anything that you're really looking forward to about your senior year or anything that has been super fun so far?
Yeah, well, I'm part of like this FCA, so Fellowship of Christian Athletes group, and we have this big event next Wednesday actually called Fields of Faith that I'm really looking forward to. We just invite the entire community to come out on the football field with us. And we have just like this awesome big night. So I'm really looking forward to that. But then also just like, I don't know, experiencing things for like the last time, I guess, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Your last senior homecoming this mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yep.
So this FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, that's next Wednesday mm-hmm. out on the football field.
Yep, at October 12th at 6 p.m.
Super cool. So what is your role going to look like in that?
So I'm the worship leader, so I'll be singing out on the field, and then we have the Bethel University men's basketball coach coming to speak to us, and then also the Carleton girls basketball coach is coming to speak to us that night too. So
that's super cool, and that's open to all the high school students?
Mm-hmm. It's open to everybody. Yep.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And that'll be out on the football field.
That's yep, at Memorial.
Super cool. So like I said, you're very involved, and that's super cool to see. So best of luck
in your
future. You've got a fun basketball season looking forward.
Yeah.
And so thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is Evan Lowe hosting Meet the Raider on this week's Raider Wrap with guest Izzy Balvin. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1 The
Wolf. Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hunting season is right around the corner. Out in the woods, you line up your scope. Wouldn't it be nice to be glasses-free? No fogging or steaming. Time for LASIK. With 25 years of experience and 25,000 procedures, we are your experienced Southern Minnesota LASIK specialists. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project. 507-645-8975.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. The development that's been very popular lately with Rice County people is Pete's Hill in Elko, New Market. It's located on the highest hill in Scott County with amazing views of Rice County. A really good opportunity for people who need to move closer to the Twin Cities but don't want to give up being in beautiful Rice County area. So we have extra large single family and twin home lots.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
When it comes to your business, it's important to have a financial partner who looks out for your future. Hi, I'm Jody, and at Merchants Bank, we want to play a role in the growth of your business. Whether it's funding a business expansion, helping you pay for new equipment, or finding the best way to maximize your retirement savings, we're here every step of the way. Are you prepared for the next year? Call me or stop into Merchants Bank and talk to one of our bankers about a financial checkup today, subject to approval.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap with Jimmy LaRue, along with Evan Lilly, Liz Campbell, and all the rest, and the fine characters that we're able to bring onto the program. So sorry again, we were going to have the head bowling coach on, and they have a match going on at about 11 o'clock today over at Flaherty's over there. So Gary was unable to join us this morning, and we did have a kind of a recap this morning with the boys and girls cross country team. Looks like they had quite an outstanding day on Thursday, as they had a lot of personal bests and lifetime bests. You can hear back all of that information right here on KYMNradio.net. Select programs, then select the Raider Wrap, and then find today's date, and you can hear back all the fun stuff we talked about earlier this morning, along with head coach Brent Ewell with that decisive victory last night over Rochester Century, 41-0 for homecoming. So a lot of excitement going on there. Let's get up to date with some other scores and highlights here with Evan Lowe in this week's scoreboard.
Hi, this is Evan Lowe, and here is a special lowdown as it is homecoming week for the Raiders. Raider boys soccer started the week off with a tie against Mankato West 1-1 this Monday. Leo Runstad scored the goal for the Raiders. Then on Tuesday, they defeated the Faribault Falcons 4-1. Leo Runstad led the team with a hat trick, along with Manny Ramirez, who kicked a goal in. Raider girls volleyball defeated Albert Lee with ease this Monday in three straight sets. Sydney Jane smacked down 13 spikes, and Lucy Larson had 17 digs. Northfield girls soccer hosted Faribault at home for senior night. They won 4-0. Olivia Rasmussen, Kate Hubers, Reagan Childress, and Sydney Kohler all scored a goal on the night. The boys and girls cross-country teams competed down in Owatonna this week. The teams continue to exceed expectations, with the top five girl runners all under 20 minutes in the 5K, and the boys all under 17:40. Last week, the Raider boys football team lost to Owatonna in Owatonna. Highlights from the game include a 92-yard kick return by Jake Geiger, an 18-yard run by Charlie Monahan, and a 17-yard pass from Camden Kaiser to Jake Geiger. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for another Northfield Raiders postseason sports update.
Well, that's a wrap, boys and girls. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for another week right here on KYMN. Happy birthday to Aaron out there. Congratulations on your achievement getting older. Congratulations to you as well. Happy birthday. Well deserved. We're about 17 minutes in front of 11 o'clock here in Northfield. And we're going to go to 60 degrees, hopefully, sometime today. It's just slowly warming itself up. So today, kind of sunny skies. We're going to warm up to about 60, it says. Tonight, cloudy, cooling off to around 39. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high again of 64. Tomorrow night, looks like it's going to cool off to 37. And then for Columbus Day and or Indigenous Day, high with sunshine of 66. And then for Monday night, clear, cooling off to only around 50. And then Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, warming up to 74. But then that turns another direction on Tuesday night as a chance of showers roll in. It's going to cool off to only about 54, but the winds are going to pick up a little bit out of the south with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. And then on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers early and then becoming sunny with a high near 65. Again, lots of wind out there. Southwest winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25 to 30. Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy, cooling off to 37. And then for Thursday, sunshine, but a high of only 50. And again, Friday looks like sunshine and 51 as well. I'm sure this is all subject to change within about 24 hours, but that is your 7-day forecast right here on KYMN. Well, that's about all we got. Stick a fork in us. Unfortunately, that's as much of the Raider app as we've got available to you today. So we wish you well. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine. Go Raiders. And we'll see. Go Vikings tomorrow against the Chicago Bears. Have a good day, everyone. It's Jimmy LaRue. Out of here. Thank you.
Leave.